CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, how come you're home from the office so early?
I'm supposed to get home early.
Yeah, I know, but you never do, or very seldom.
Well, I just left. Now, I'll tell you what.
Good.
I thought we'd pile the kids into the car and drive over to Pine City. County fair's going on. I bet they'd get a kick out of it, huh?
Now, Bobby's still sleeping, dear. He didn't sleep much last night. It was so hot. He was dead tired all day. I put him up for his nap at 2, and he hasn't awakened yet.
Well, that's fine. He'll be rested then. He can stay up later. In fact, you don't have to plan any dinner either. See, we can get something to eat at the fairground. The kids are like that.
Oh, well, I don't know, dear.
Oh, now why? For Pete's sake, you say I never plan anything to do with the children. Now I got a good idea.
Well, I don't know if Betsy will want to go, that's what.
Betsy, she'll love it.
Well,
I mean, there are rides to go on. I'll take her into some of the sideshows. Then there's a show with the grandstand.
Well, that's too late for Bobby, anyhow.
Well, let him stay up late for once. It won't hurt him. Anyhow, what if he does fall asleep? I'll carry him.
Well, I'm not sure Betsy wants to go. I don't know what's the matter with her, but she's upset about something. She's up in her room with the door closed.
Oh, what's she upset about?
Dear, I don't know. I just told you I don't know.
Well, why didn't you find out?
I guess she apparently doesn't want to tell me. Now, you know how children are. If they want to tell you something, they tell you. And if they don't want to tell you, no amount of prying will get it out of them.
Oh, well, no 9-year-old child could have such a terrible problem that she can't even tell her mother what it is.
I guess you've forgotten what it's like to be 9 years old. That's when you have your terrible problems, dear. Oh, I know my child.
Oh, now, really, that's nonsense. I want to take Betsy and Bobby to the county fair. Now, I mean, that's simple enough, and I know they get a big bang out of it. And I know my child, too. Look, Betsy can't have any worries that a ride on a Ferris wheel and some sugar-spun candy won't cure.
Well, maybe you're right, dear. You go ask her.
Martha, what do you hear from your sister?
She's coming for a visit, and I dread it.
Martha!
With the nagging backache and muscular aches and pains I've had lately, I feel worn out.
Nobody feels very spry with that discomfort, so do something for relief.
But how?
Try Doane's Pills.
Good advice. That's Doane's Pills, an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidneys. Nagging backache, also headache, dizziness, and muscular aches and pains, may come on with overexertion, emotional upset, or everyday stress and strain. Doane's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable, with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doane's Pills, used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doane's Pills today. To save money, buy Doane's Big Economy Size.
Betsy? Betsy, you in your room?
Yes.
Well, may I come in?
Just a minute.
Well, for Pete's sake, honey, why do you have your door locked? Huh?
I don't know.
Hey, you've been crying?
No.
Well, now, look, honey, I got an idea. I wanted to tell you. Thought we could all pile in the car and drive over to Pine City to the county fair. We'd get some dinner at the fairground. Wouldn't that be fun? You know, you and Bobby love to eat out, and not only that.
No, thank you, Daddy. I don't want to go.
Johnny, there's lots of rides to go on. I'll take you up in the Ferris wheel, the merry-go-round, and the whip, and those little cars that you like to drive, and the show at the grandstand.
No, thank you, Daddy.
Well, now, look, I planned this especially. I left the office early so we could all drive over and...
Well, and you and Mommy and Bobby go, then.
Well, we're not going to leave you here alone, and I'm certainly not going to get a babysitter to stay with you. And when I planned this especially for you and Bobby...
I'm sorry, Daddy, but I just don't want to go.
Why?
I don't feel like going, Daddy.
Now, what is the trouble? Hmm? You can tell your Daddy, can't you? What are you upset about? Somebody say something that hurt your feelings? Huh?
No.
Yes, they did. Daddy can tell. Now, look, You just forget about it, because we're going to the fair, and we're going to have a wonderful time. Now, wash your face and comb your hair, and we'll get Bobby up from his nap, and we'll...
Daddy, please. I just don't want to go.
But we'll have fun.
I just don't feel like having fun, Daddy. Please, Daddy. I just want to be alone. You always said I could have privacy in my own room.
Yes. Well, all right, I'll go out. But you ought to get ready, because we're going to the fair.
Come on, Brownie. Come on now, eat your dinner. Brownie. Come on.
Oh, there you are. I have been chasing all over the house looking for you. Honestly, you can disappear quicker. You know, you think we lived in a mansion.
On,
you know, I can be talking to a person in this house right there, 1 second, and 2 seconds later, I can yell my head off, you know. I yell.
I didn't hear you, dear. I came out here to give the dog his dinner. We're going to the fair, and I'd better feed the rest of the zoo, too. Have you seen the cats?
Cats? No, little eyes, I just talked to Betsy, and I wanted to
now
tell
wait,
you...
Just a minute. Brownie, come on. Come on, eat. It's so good. I'll get it. You want me to get it, huh? Oh, look at him. Honestly, you see all these ads on TV where the dogs just wolf down their food. Why can't our dog be like that? No, indeed. No matter what I give him, he has to be coaxed like a baby. Come on, Brownie. Come on. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. Yes, I
look,
am.
Look, I am sorry, but he just doesn't seem to care.
You want me to get it, huh?
Yeah, you go ahead and eat it.
He's so good.
Donnie, if you leave him alone, you know, he doesn't like to be watched when he eats. I know that dog. Anyhow, never mind. Really, never mind. If he's hungry, he'll eat. Now, I've been...
Well, he does make me so mad to go all the trouble to fix him, you know, just the right thing.
The dog makes you mad. Well, look, our daughter makes me mad. I tell you, children beg to be taken places. Then when you plan something...
Come on, Brian.
You know, and you go to all...
Doesn't Betsy want to go to the fair?
No, she doesn't feel like it. Well, I told her to get ready, whether she felt like it or not.
Well, now, wait a minute. Did you ask her what was wrong?
I couldn't get anything out of her, but as soon as she gets to the fair, she'll forget about whatever it is that's bothering her, and she'll have a wonderful time. Now, stop worrying.
Don't you think that we should try to be a little more understanding?
How are you going to be understanding if you don't know what the trouble is? And she obviously is not going to tell us. You know, she had her door locked.
Oh, dear. Think there was some party she wasn't asked to? She acted just like this when she didn't get an invitation to somebody's birthday party.
No, I don't think it's that. I mean, she was obviously hiding something under her pillow.
Come on, Brownie, eat. Come on, you want me to get it?
Hey, for the
want
love of Mike.
Hmm?
You...
What?
You don't think she... I mean, you don't think she's been smoking?
Smoking? Smoking? 9 years old, really?
Well,
dear,
no, wait a minute.
Not. Betsy's never even been a child who played with matches. Why, that is... John, the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. Did you smell smoke?
No, I didn't smell.
Well, why do you even suggest such a thing?
Look, at some time or other, kids try it. Now, we might as well face the fact.
Not
it
at 9 years old. Now, I'm just not
well, I did. I did. Look, I had the door to my room locked, and I took two puffs, and I got deathly sick. And I spent an hour waving a towel all around the room. I could see myself now, hoping that I'd gotten all the smoke out the window. Then I didn't know what to do with the cigarette butt, so I just threw it out the window, where it landed at my father's feet. I hadn't noticed that he was working in the yard.
Oh, no.
Yes, by golly.
Oh,
you know, I've forgotten all
something.
About that.
Oh,
I don't know.
That was something.
Oh, I forgot it. Boy, did I get 10. You know, I didn't sit down for a week.
I bet you weren't 9 years old.
Well, no, I guess I was closer to 12 or 13.
Anyhow, it's boys who do things like that, dear. Really.
Boys?
Yes, I think so.
Girls
well,
don't. Huh?
Well, I don't think Betsy has been smoking. I mean, you said yourself you didn't smell smoke. Anyhow, she's upset. It is over something that has hurt her feelings. Something like that. She's very sensitive. Is she crying?
Yeah, she has been. Her eyes all puffed and red. I wanted to pick her up and cuddle her, you know, and ask her what was wrong with Daddy's baby girl.
Mm.
Somehow, she didn't seem like Daddy's baby girl anymore that I could pick up and cuddle.
Well, she's growing up, dear. She's getting to be a person in her own right.
All right, I'll say she is. She practically asked me to leave the room so she could be alone. I was a little annoyed, to tell you the truth.
You're the one who made a great point that her room was her room, where she could always expect to have privacy.
I know. But I didn't mean it to be a place where she runs and hides and cries her eyes out and safe behind locked doors, shutting us out. Where have we been wrong? Can you tell me that she doesn't feel that she can tell us?
You tell your parents everything?
We have tried to make Betsy feel that she can talk over anything at all.
Did you talk over everything with your parents?
No, but my parents didn't make me feel that I could either. I mean, there are certain subjects that were absolutely taboo.
Yes.
But I certainly think that as modern parents, we have taken a more broad-minded viewpoint about everything. I mean, we've told Betsy there is nothing that she can't discuss with us. I mean, so knowing that, why does she clam up about something that's probably very trivial?
You forget how important everything is when you're 9 years old. Someone calls you stupid or homely or the teacher bawls you out or... Your world, for the moment, has come to an end. You can't even talk about it.
Yeah. Well, I feel guilty dragging her to the fair if she doesn't want to go. Heaven knows it wouldn't be any fun for any of us.
Well, I'll go talk to her. I'll see if I can find out what's wrong.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Here's that popular pair, Gary Moore and Durward Kirby, stars of CBS Radio's Gary Moore Show.
Not so long ago, you and I were a brand new thing back here on CBS Radio.
Oh, that's for true. And now, even Bestseller, which came along at the end of June, doesn't seem like a newcomer anymore.
No, indeed. Bestseller's definitely been here long enough now to prove its point.
Which point? Not to appear too obtuse, old buddy.
Well, the point that people are delighted to hear their favorite best-selling reading turned into living drama.
Yeah, well, to sum it up, you can figuratively turn the pages of our current bestseller on CBS Radio each weekday.
Indeed, we suggest you do.
Today, Bestseller is beginning the dramatization of a new novel. Its title is Edie, and it's by Vera Caspary, author of that classic novel, Laura. Edie is the story of a beautiful young girl living in Chicago during the Prohibition era. It's a story of love, violence, and death, and it's fascinating from start to finish. Hear it weekdays on CBS Radio's Best Seller.
Well, go get Bobby up from his nap while I get ready. We're going to the fair.
Oh, Betsy, too?
Mm-hmm.
Mommy, I'll put on my navy blue. That's a dark color.
Yes, that would be fine, dear. She'll be in mourning. She's heard people wear dark colors when somebody dies.
Somebody dies? Mother Mike, who died?
Beth.
Beth? Beth who?
Beth March. Didn't you ever read Little Women?
What are you talking about?
Dear, Betsy has just gone through what every woman has gone through when she was a little girl and read Little Women for the first time. She reached the chapter where Beth dies, and apparently she has been reading and rereading it, as I did, and weeping more each time.
You mean all this because she's been reading a book?
Yes. She didn't tell me. I happened to see the book under the edge of the pillow, and I asked her how much she'd read. She could hardly answer me, and then her eyes filled with tears, and she said, "Oh, Mommy, Beth is dead." Well, I told her I knew how she felt. But we finally decided Beth would have wanted her to go to the fair.
all is over a book. I saw something terrible
happened.
Well,
didn't you ever get upset over a book when you were little?
No, but I didn't read Little Women. I read Treasure Island and Robinson Crusoe and... Oh, well, I think I did have a bad moment or two when Oliver Twist held out his little hand for another bowl of gruel at the workhouse and then got horsewhipped or something for asking for it.
Well, then you do understand. Now, come on, let's get ready to go to the fair. And, dear, try to respect Betsy's mood. Don't be overly cheerful. Until she gets to the fair, she will probably be quiet and tragic and just stare pensively out the car window, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, all right. I can see that our life has taken on new dimensions, huh? Remember how tired we got of reading the funny papers to her?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
How wonderful when she learns to read herself, we said.
Yes.
You remember?
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast, presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Martin speaking.